And before I invite questions, a little thought came to me. Something, a piece of paper slipped out of my notebook in which I jot down all the birthdays and all the, also the birthdays when the family have gone to Baba, Bendu, Rano, Nazar, all that is marked in there. And in it, on this slip of paper, I had jotted down a saying of Saint Bernard. And what a beautiful way to start the day. What a beautiful reminder of his love. And it's very simple. Saint Bernard's quote on this card was, boundless in time and space, his love for us. Shall we then set limits to our love? Isn't that just true? We do set limits to our love. And a Catholic friend of ours wrote this saying on the, what do you call it? In memory of someone who's died. So that was his
In memoriam.
In memoriam, that's right. And there was this bomb blast in Bombay not long ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And this friend of ours died in that bomb blast. Yeah. And so his wife and family, when they printed the little card that sent to all in memorial with the prayer, so this was the prayer. This was the saying of Saint Bartholomew. It's the great lovers of God, the great lovers who perpetuate our remembrance of God's love. And what it means, what it should mean. So we have so much to help us, so much to go by. We have footprints that are already been imprinted in their life. Look at Mira, look at Saint Teresa, look at Saint Francis. God is great. In Maharashtra itself, mind you, in Maharashtra, which is the state we're in is Maharashtra. And in Maharashtra alone, there have been so many saints. When they say saints, it really means perfect masters. Saint Tukaram, he was a perfect master. But can you imagine what the earth has absorbed? Just the presence, drunken. It's been saturated with the presence of God on earth, but also with the saints. And to me, it's so lovely because these saints, whose meaning for us, it means the great lovers of God, who were not themselves, they were just His, and they when we think of how their love remains. And helps us. So by them we know how to love Him. By them we know how to please Him, how to forget yourself and remember Him. And one day, you know, Baba has said about Seclusion Hill. Baba has said, I came to know later because I wasn't up there at that time with Baba on the hill. Baba taken the men with him and told them how lucky they are that to be on the hill with him and all that. And he said, a time will come, some day will come, you mean in the future, that's the term for future, when people will come to this hill for darshan, they will climb the hill, not just climb, they won't come to the hill walking, they will come measuring themselves. Shastang namaskar. You know, have you, you prostrate yourself full length on the floor and you get up and prostrate yourself again, and like they do to holy places here. You know, But the Baba said they will climb the hill, they will come to the hill and they will get up the hill like that. Very casually, Baba said. But can you imagine? So one day I had a dream. Now, the hill is that side. South, right? Not
yes,
south, east, to the south of us. And where you stand, we have a little place, a washing place for clothes washing, and a special faucet or tap has been fixed there. And when you stand there washing your things, you can see the Seclusion Hill. But in my dream, I was there by that tap. And there I was, washing, and suddenly I hear strains of music. Song, music, very beautiful, coming from afar. Very clear. This is a dream, but it's very clear. And I said to myself, where is that coming from? Where is that beautiful music? Where is it coming from? And I realized it's coming down the hill. It's coming from top of the hill down to earth. And so I'm now straining because the sound of music is coming closer and closer. And I keep looking. And I see Tukaram Maharaj, the perfect master, and the other perfect masters all in a row. They were chanting and playing the cymbals and bhajans, sweet bhajans. And they came, and I knew in my dream that they had gone up the hill for Baba's darshan. And now they were coming down, and they filed past me very close, like that. And I'm you know, here with my things to wash, and they don't look at me, but they're still singing. It's such extraordinary music, the strains of the musical sounds that I hear, and they're singing in the back. And as they file past, I say, oh my, there's Eknath Maharaj too. Oh, there's Gorakumbhar. Now Gorakumbhar, the perfect master, was a potter. You know, Tukaram was the oil extractor. Ordinary vocations, life of ordinary people, but extraordinary experience of their beings. And they went by. They just a whole, and I'm just watching, something like that. And they went. That's it. I woke up. But the strains, the music, stayed with me for some days. I can't explain it, but it was